here's what we know about the Florida airport attack. The gunman retrieved a legally checked weapon from baggage claim right after landing at Fort Lauderdale. Investigators say he assembled the gun in a restroom, then came out firing. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, former Utah TSA official and security expert Earl Morris. Thanks for joining us. So baggage claim areas are outside the secured parts of airports. What kind of challenge does that pose for security?
Well, it's always been an area of concern and will remain so, because just as this individual came in from another airport with a legally checked firearm, I mean, there's nothing to prevent an individual from walking straight into the baggage claim area from the parking garage, where they could have a firearm or a, you know, whether it's an automatic or assault type rifle or anything of that nature. So as long as airport lobbies or the shopping malls or anything like that are open to the public, it's always going to be a hazard or a risk. Airports, of course, are a little more of an issue because of the impact it has on so many different passengers and airlines and things of that nature. And there's obviously a lot more publicity that one gains from committing this kind of an act in an airport.
Mr. Morris, a lot of people might be surprised to learn you can take a gun on a plane. Now, we know you can't carry on, but what exactly are the rules for checking a weapon?
Well, when you check a weapon, it has to be in a hard case, and this can be a handgun or a rifle, which the rifle is more common as people hunt in different states. And as long as that firearm is in a hard case and the bolt is removed, for example, from a regular rifle, and there's no ammunition in the firearm, and it's in a box secured separate from the firearm, then you can transport that in the belly of the plane or in the baggage area. It certainly is not taken onto the passenger area of the aircraft. And the same thing is with occurs with a handgun. As long as the handgun is empty and there's no ammunition in the magazine or the clip that goes in there, and the ammunition is in a box that was purchased with the ammunition in that box, then it can be put in a hard case, inspected by the ticket agent there when you check in at the airport. Then it's locked, which it has to have locks on it that are not accessible to anyone during the transport. And then you simply pick up the firearm at the special little area when you arrive at the destination airport. And then you can unlock it, which this gentleman did, to get the firearm out and then put the ammunition in the magazine. So
we appreciate you explaining that so thoroughly. We're speaking with security expert Earl Morris, a former TSA official. So after the events in Fort Lauderdale, 5 dead, 8 injured, do you think they'll be rethinking security at the airports, maybe those gun rules, or perhaps access to baggage claim?
Well, it's difficult. You know, a few years ago, they had an incident that occurred in the Los Angeles airport with an individual coming in who actually was shooting at TSA security officials when he went into the airport, if you remember that. And, you know, it was looked at then. It's just a very difficult process, because how far out do you take security? I mean, you could put armed security officers in the baggage claim areas and in the lobbies. This could have just as easily have happened at the ticket counters where people are checking in, or actually at the security checkpoint where it is before they go into the security process.
Mr. Morris, I'm sorry that we have to interrupt you. Security expert Earl Morris, we thank you.